1 John chapter number 5. I just want to say before we get into this message, this is going to be a message, I'll just be honest, unless you are perfect, sinless, I mean, not like me, this message, the Lord is going to use this, I'm sure, to step on some toes, and I'm sure the devil's going to try to use it in a negative way. But I'm going to tell you something. If I had listened to preaching like this years ago, I'd have probably been a whole lot further along in life than I am now. There's an issue within our churches, within our homes, within our in our world today. How many know what Lucifer was in heaven? What was he? He was a musician. And can I say he's the greatest one that there ever has been? Chief musician. And listen, the devil today is using music to attack the mind, the emotions, and the will of not just our young people. Now, I'll be honest, I'm gonna read some lyrics. I had to blot out some words because of some of the stuff, but I'm gonna read this morning some lyrics from some of the past that we grew up on, that some of you grew up on in the 70s and 80s. Y'all know what AC/DC is. Hey, everybody loves listening to that, don't they? Be honest. We love that stuff. Why? Because it appeals to the flesh. But I'm going to read you some of the lyrics without hearing the sound of the guitar screaming and the drums blaring. I'm going to show you all these years what you've been putting into your mind and how you have opened up doors to demonic activity. How many know who Taylor Swift is? Hey, she's very popular. Very popular. But she ought not be popular to God's people. Everybody all right? There's too many young ladies that idolize her. They'll come and sing praises, glory to his name on Sunday morning, but before they get out the door good, they're blaring Taylor Swift in their speakers, in their ears. I'm going to read you some of the lyrics to some of her popular songs that you're letting your sons and your daughters listen to. Teenagers, listen, I'm glad you're in here today. I'm going to take it further. You say, thank God he ain't talked about country music. Oh, I'm going to talk about some of that too. I got some lyrics on that too that, listen, that was one of my biggest, hardest things to stop doing was listening to country music. What's wrong with country music? What's not wrong with it? What does it promote? We're going to get into this morning. And again, I'm forewarning you. If you think this is going to bother you, the door's right there. I don't want to offend nobody. But I'm going to keep it as biblical as possible. I'm going to show you just how dangerous music is to a Christian. Music is to an individual. What music does to our young people. The teenage suicide rate is at an all-time high in America right now. When you hear some of these lyrics of the songs that little six-year-old girls are running around singing, these Taylor Swift songs, talking about suicide and depression and anxiety and adultery and fornication. Listen, 6 and 7-year-old little girls are idolizing that, and mom and dad's okay with it because it keeps them entertained. Y'all okay with me? Folks, we got to buckle down. If we want God to have his way in our lives, in our homes, in our churches, we've got to get rid of the worldly music in our lives. If you think that you're going to serve God to the potential that he has given you the ability to do through his Holy Spirit and keep this vile mess in your life, you're crazy. You won't do it. I couldn't do it. Nobody can do that. Because why? Because you have an open door of demonic activity in your life. Folks, listen, we've got to understand the truth behind the music. Amen? Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you so much this morning for your word and for your truth. Lord, thank you for dying on the cross. Now, Lord, I ask you, Lord, to bind the devil off this place. Now, I know the devil's already working in minds and trying to infiltrate and say, see, the preacher's talking to you. No. The preacher's talking on your behalf. The preacher's talking to you about what he went through and what he struggled with this morning. And devil, in the name of Jesus, I bind you out of here. You have no right here. Lord, cover this place with your blood this morning. Allow your people to hear from you and see the truth and the danger behind the music. The devil's will, Lord, is to steal, to kill, and to ultimately destroy. Lord, I'm tired of seeing teenagers commit suicide and leave suicide notes behind with lyrics to songs that they buried in their hearts. I'm tired of that. I'm tired of homes getting ripped apart. I'm tired of fornication and adultery and divorce and drunkenness and drug abuse being promoted to our families. God, we know this stuff is not honoring you and it's honoring the devil. Now help us this morning, Lord. Cleanse me of sin, empty me of self, fill me with your spirit this morning. Lord, allow us, please, God, to fix some things in our lives. In Jesus' name. And all God's people said, amen. 1 John 5:17. One verse this morning. The Bible says, all, what's the next word? Unrighteousness is what? And there is a sin not unto death. All unrighteousness is sin. The word unrighteousness this morning, and forever, it means an injustice, a violation of the divine law, or the plain principles of justice and equity. It's wickedness. How many would say, if you have ever read your Bible, that God has given you some standards that you ought to be living by? Now, how many would say that God's given us some standards that we ought not to do, some things we ought not to do? Amen. Listen. Now, I'm not going to ask you to say amen here, but before we get started, I wonder how many would say, I know there's standards in there that God's told me to do, and I absolutely do not do them. And I know there's things in there that God has told me not to do, and those are the things that I do. It sounds like a man named Paul, doesn't it? Folks, listen. Unrighteousness may consist of a single unjust act, but generally when applied to people, it denotes an habitual course of wickedness. My question to you this morning is, what course are you on? Maybe you're on the wrong course. The Bible says in 1 John 2:15, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. The Bible says, if any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. Listen, God said, if you love the things of this world more than you love me, you don't love me. You don't have the love of the love of the Father is not in you. Listen, you're either going to love God or you're going to love the world. There's no such thing as in between. I'm not saying you're losing your salvation if you're saved, but listen, if you're saved, you ought to have a desire to love God. You ought to have a desire to get rid of the ungodliness in your life and the things, and you ought to be smart enough to realize that every single, you know, the Bible says, be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. Many of you have been down the reaping path many, many times, and you still choose to go down and sow the wrong seed, expecting to reap good seed. That's called foolishness. God warns us against that. Colossians 3:16 says, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms, here it is, and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. Let me ask you a question. Those songs that you were singing this week, how many of them honored God? How often did God show up in your car when mom and dad wasn't around, teenager? How often did God show up in your room, teenager, when mom and dad wasn't listening? Hey, mom and dad, how often did God show up in your life this week in the songs that you were listening to and in the songs that you were singing? And you're saying, I love the Lord. He's the best thing that ever happened to me. Lord, you're the best thing that ever happened to me. Get in your car and you're singing about a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive. Hey, listen, no country boy is ever going to survive without Jesus. Y'all all right? I told you I was going to step on some of your toes. But see, I tried to live that life. You know what that's called? Double-minded. And the Bible says a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. You go ahead and come in here and put on your show and sing praises to God on Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night. Try to pretend you're something that you're not. Listen, be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. Hey, you might not see it today. You might not see it next year. But when your grandchildren are serving the devil and giving their hearts out to them, you'll be reaping what you sowed. Y'all all right? Folks, it's dangerous. Psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. Go with me to Ephesians chapter number 5. I'll just warn you now, this message might go a little bit past noon. It's going to be all right. I promise. If you got to go. Ephesians chapter 5, verse number 8. The Bible says, for ye were sometimes darkness. In other words, you used to be lost. But now are ye light in the Lord. Walk as children of light, for the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness and righteousness and truth, proving what is acceptable unto the Lord. And have no fellowship with unfruitful works of what, church? But rather reprove. So let me ask you this. Every time, we're focusing on music this morning. Every time you choose to turn on an album or a song that does not honor God, you say, well, it doesn't dishonor him. Oh, yes. If it's not honoring him, it's dishonoring him. Y'all all right? These people, these celebrities that you're looking up to, that you're idolizing, they don't appreciate God. They don't love God. They make a mockery of the blood. They make a mockery of the death and the burial and the resurrection of Jesus. And they literally lift up Satan in their lyrics that you're singing and repeating every single day. They're dishonoring God. The Bible says, for it is shame even to speak of those things which are done of them in secret. But all things that are reproved are made manifest by the light, for whatsoever doth make manifest is light. Wherefore he saith, awake thou that sleepest, and arise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light. You know what it's time? It's time that moms and dads wake up and realize what you are allowing your children to do is destroying them. You are literally giving them the key to unlock the door for the devil to step into their life. By the way, you're still the authority. You still have authority over the devils and over the demons through Jesus Christ. You still have the ability to put your foot down and stop what is going on in your home that you pay for with your money. You have the ability. But let me ask you this. Do you have the desire? Just how much do you love your babies? See then that you walk circumspectly, the Bible says, not as fools, but wise, redeeming the time, because days are what? Evil. It would say, we live in an evil day. More babies are being killed than are being born in this country every day. What's wrong with that? A whole bunch. God ain't going to bless that. Redeeming the time, because the days are evil. Wherefore, be ye not unwise, but understand what the will of the Lord is. And be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but be ye filled with the Spirit, speaking to yourselves. Here it is, in psalms and hymns and what, church? Spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the what? Wow. I wonder if that song that you love so much, young lady or young man, when you're done listening to it, can you just say, thank you, Lord, for what you've done for me? Y'all okay? If you can't, why are you listening to it? Because it's promoting sin. It's promoting immorality. John 14:43 says, for they love the praise of men more than they love the praise of God. You know what we're worried more about? What men and women are going to say about us. I was asked recently, and I don't mean to offend anybody here, because I'm not going to, not on purpose. I was asked recently to take over announcing for the baseball game. And I said, sure, I'll do that. But he said, here's what you're going to have to do. You're going to have to play this music as the kids walk up. I said, well, listen, you bring your phone up here, you push play if you want to. This preacher ain't putting that music in that playlist on his phone for nobody. Y'all all right? What would I be to do? A hypocrite. I'm just doing it for the baseball game. No. No. I had to say, look, I'll announce your baseball games, but in no way, no how are they going to find a worldly playlist on my phone. Not that I put on there. Y'all okay? You can't do that. Could have made an exception. It's just a baseball game. It's just a walk-up song. No, it's the devil's music. And I preach against it. And I'm going to keep on preaching against it. Everybody all right? Good. Romans 12:1-2. Bible says, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. The least you could do is serve the Lord. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. Why? That ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Look at 1 Corinthians chapter number 3. I'm trying to read some of these to you so you don't have to turn to all of them, but I want you to see this one. 1 Corinthians chapter number 3, and verse number 16. The Bible says, "Know ye not that ye are the temple of God, and that the Spirit of God dwelleth in you? If any man defile the temple of God, him shall God what? Temple ye are. Let no man deceive himself. If any man among you seemeth to be wise in this world, let him become a fool that he may be wise. For the wisdom of this world is what? Foolishness with God. For it is written, he taketh the wise in their own craftiness. And again, the Lord knoweth the thoughts of the wise, that they are vain. Therefore let no man glory in men, for all things are yours. Whether Paul or Apollos or Cephas or the world or life or death or things present or things to come, all are yours, and ye are Christ, and Christ is God's." Romans 8:8 says, "So then they that are in the flesh cannot please God." Folks, I'm laying a foundation here for you. John 14:15 says, "If ye love me," what does it say? "Keep my" what? "Commandments." If ye love me, keep my commandments. So let me ask you this, after laying all those verses out as a foundation for you this morning. I think we can establish that we've used the Bible to make a foundation for us this morning. Amen? Here it is. What music you're listening, or the music you're listening to, what is it promoting? Let you think about that for a second. The music that you're listening to every day. And listen, don't be so foolish as to, "I don't listen to that." Folks, listen, you know if you listen to the music that you ought not listen to. I had the same thoughts you did. I'm not admitting that. But God knows, and you know. What's it promoting? Don't fool yourself this morning. Can I say this? All music carries a message. All music carries a message. Is your music promoting love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, meekness, faith, temperance? If not, your music is promoting a worldly message and will affect you and your spirit. Can I say the first step of unrighteousness might be your music? But folks, it doesn't stop there. It attacks your mind. Number one this morning, your music will lead you to disobey your parents and any other authority that you have. Parents, let me just tell you this. If you have a constant problem with a child that's in rebellion, and you know the music they listen to, you pay for the device they're using to listen to it on. Listen to me. I told you this morning, I had to apologize to my two older boys for giving them phones. They don't have them any longer. Why? Because daddy was dumb and made a way for them to fail. And they did. And now daddy has to fight the battle of taking the devices away and keeping the devices away. They're going to live without the device. People did it for years. You're scared of your children. And they know it. You let your children threaten you and threaten you and threaten you. Listen, it's called blackmailing. Don't fool yourself. You're the dad. You're the mom. They're the child. I dare you to take their phone and their car keys away. Make them ride a bus to school. That happened to me. Made a dumb mistake. And here's the worst part about it. It was in hunting season, Brother Scott. I had to ride the bus home in the afternoons. And I wasn't going to get home until 4:30. That's too late. I mean, you can slip in there maybe and get one, but hey, you know, sometimes when you take away the things they love the most, it gets their attention. You know what I'm talking about? I dare you to step in and just say, "Listen, this is a problem." And take it away. And just watch what they do. They're going to be like, "Whoa, whoa, whoa, let me have it first." Problem number one, they got to get rid of something that you don't need, that they don't want you to see, right? Why should they be doing that? And can I say, here's the deal. Daddy, mama, it's your home. The devil's infiltrating your home. Amen? Okay, so the music you listen to will cause disobedience in your life to any, and not just on kids. I'm talking about authority figures in general. Your music will promote it. Because I'll tell you right now, this world ain't promoting respect. It's just not. It's not promoting God's word. It's not promoting marriages that stay together, one man, one woman, one lifetime. It ain't doing that. Y'all all right? It's promoting homosexuality. It's promoting adultery. It's promoting fornication. It's promoting abortion. It's promoting depression. I'm going to read you these lyrics in a minute. Y'all going to drop your jaws and be like, I cannot believe that I have listened and liked that music. Some of you might say, well, don't let the preacher know I ever heard that song. Number two, your music can and will promote immorality in your life. Folks, if you're constantly listening to something that's promoting going out with the girl, having a little drink on the dirt road, her arm touches yours, the hair rises up. Listen, what do you think the devil's... What do you think he's trying to do to you? He can't wait until the little 15 or 16-year-old girl who's just head over heels for this punk. He can't wait till she has to go to mommy and daddy crying and saying, I'm so sorry, but I'm pregnant. But it started with the music. Y'all all right? Y'all think I'm crazy, but I'm not. The music is promoting something. And if it's not promoting godliness, it's promoting sin. Amen. It'll promote immorality. Can I say this? Your music will lead to serious depression. I know way too many Christians that are depressed. Way too many. And it might not just be music. But let me tell you something. A lot of things that we revert back to when we're struggling with something, a lot of people like to say, I just want to listen to some what? Music. But what music are you listening to? Man, when you're having a hard time, don't listen to country music. That's going to make you sadder. The only good thing that can come out of a country song is if you could listen to it in reverse, where you get your dog back, your wife back, your house back, your car back, all that stuff. Y'all all right? That's the only good thing that can come out of a country song. I'm just saying. Sometimes a girl might even be pretty if you turn it in rewind. Hey, I hate country music. My flesh loves it. But you know what? The devil loves it too. Why would you want to put on rock and roll and listen to something like a song I used to listen to? Hell's Bells. Everybody know that song? How many liked that song? Raise your hand. Don't lie in church, please. Come on now. There you go. Good. We got some honest folks here. There's nothing better than strapping on the pads and listening to that song. Because why? Because it gets you in the gym and listening to that song. Why? Because it pumps you up. Right? But that ain't no godly spirit. Y'all want to hear the lyrics to Hell's Bells? How many know the lyrics? You've heard the song. You can quote them. But look, let me just read you the lyrics to this song without listening to the music. I'm rolling thunder, a pouring rain. I'm coming on like a hurricane. There's lightning flashing across the sky. You're only young, but you're going to what? Die. Listen now. Won't take no prisoners, won't spare no lives. Nobody's putting up a fight. Took my bell, take you to what? Hell. Satan gets you. Satan gets you. Hell's bells. Folks, that's enough. But let's continue. Let's keep reading. You got me ringing, hell's bells, my temperature's high, hell's bells, you got the flame. I'll give you black sensations up and down your spine. If you're into evil, you're a friend of mine. You hear what we're listening to? Do you see the dangers now? If you're into evil, you're a friend of mine. See my white light flashing as I split the sky. God's on the left, so I'm sticking to the right. Can I say, God's never on the left. God's always on the right. Y'all all right? Listen to this. Won't take no prisoners, won't spare no lives. Nobody's putting up a fight. Take my bell, take you to hell. Hell's bells. Hell's bells. Folks, listen. At the end of the song, he says it like this. Hell's bells, we're taking you under. Hell's bells, you're going to fry. Hell's bells, they're taking you down. Hell's bells, underground. Hell's bells going to split the night. Hell's bells, nowhere to hide. Folks, do you see the dangers in the music? Music carries a what? Message. What about that promotes God? That is so anti-God. That's anti-Bible. It's anti-right. And when you're listening to that and you're singing that and you're putting that into your heart, listen, it's going to affect your mind, your emotions, and your will. You put that in your ear when something bad's going on in life. See, that's the devil right now trying to interfere. Listen to me. Don't worry about that phone. I told you they were wicked. Listen. The devil's trying to use one up in the church today. Listen. You put that kind of music to your ear and put that in your mind and you're having a hard time. Maybe a family member passed away. Maybe you're struggling at home. Maybe you're a dad who's on the brink of losing your family. And you just put that blaring music in your ears and you listen to that wickedness. And all of a sudden you become numb to God. You become numb to right. Everybody listening? Hey, I'm just picking on them for now. I got some more people to pick on. Here it comes. God gave us music for us to honor and worship and glorify Him. But the devil is the best con artist around. He can take everything meant for good and make it bad for your flesh. Love it all at the same time. Love things that are evil. Why would a child of God ever want to promote the things I just read to you? See, here's the problem. This isn't preached in churches anymore. There ain't no preachers with backbones left out there. All they want to do is tell you, oh, God is love. Let me tell you something. God is a just God, no respecter of persons, sent His only begotten Son, Jesus, to die for your wickedness, for your sin. He does love you, that's right, but He hates sin. There needs to be preachers preaching that. They don't need to tell you that what you're doing is okay, because it's not. Sin is still sin, and it still hurts, and it still causes death today. The wages of sin is what? Death. God hates it. You might say, well, I don't listen to rap or rock and roll. Well, can I say country music yesterday, today, and forever has always promoted drinking, premarital sex, and drugs, and divorce, and adultery, and everything that our God is against. There's nothing good about any of it. If the music does not honor God, with or without lyrics, hello? With or without lyrics, you say, how do I know if it honors God? Well, I don't want to get ahead of myself. We as Christians should not be listening to it. There's a song. This is a former song. I know. I typed in on my phone popular artists, and I don't know why, but Taylor Swift seems to be pretty popular, especially now that she's dating Travis Kelce, right? Everybody knows that. I mean, he's an NFL guy. Listen, she's making herself pretty popular out there amongst our young ladies especially. And dumb young men who look at her and think that's attractive. That's not attractive, guys. That's the devil. Here's a song, a former song of hers. The song's called Blank Space. Some of you might know it. Starts out like this. Nice to meet you. Where you been? I could show you incredible things. Magic, madness, heaven, sin. Saw you there and I thought, oh my God, look at that face. You look like my next mistake. Love's a game, want to play? New money, suit and tie. I can read you like a magazine. Ain't it funny? Rumors fly. And I know you heard about me. So, hey, let's be friends. Does that sound like the devil to you? Let's be friends. I'm dying to see how this one ends. Grab your passport in my hand. I can make the bad guys good for a weekend. Boy, that's deception, ain't it? That's a lie. So it's going to be forever, or it's going to go down in flames. You can tell me when it's over. If the high was worth the pain. Got a long list of ex-lovers. Hey, that's against God, isn't it? They'll tell you I'm insane. That's the truth. Because you know I love the players and you love the game. Because we're young and we're reckless. We'll take this way too far. It'll leave you breathless or with a nasty scar. Hey, folks, there's an awful lot of Christians that have some nasty scars from sin in their life, isn't there? This stuff is not promoting godliness. She says, cherry lips, crystal skies. I could show you incredible things. Stolen kisses, pretty lies. Who's the father of all lies? The devil. You're the king, baby, and I'm your queen. Find out what you want. Be that girl for a month. One man, one woman, one lifetime. Wait. The worst is yet to come. Screaming, crying, and perfect storms. I can make all the tables turn. Rose garden filled with thorns. Keep you second guessing like, oh my God, who is she? I get drunk on jealousy. But you'll come back each time you leave because, darling, I'm a nightmare dressed like a daydream. Popular amongst our young people just a few years ago. Now, how about this one? How many ever heard of the country artist Jelly Roll? Raise your hand. All right, good. You ever heard that song, Son of a Sinner? Yeah, listen to the words to that. That you'll listen to. And it sounds good. The flesh loves the sound. But listen to this. I never get lonely. I get these ghosts to keep me company. That's the first two lines. Talk about some spiritual warfare. I took the rear view off of this old Ford, so I only see in front of me. Now the past is out of sight and out of mind, but listen to this. Swore I changed, now I'm back chasing these white lines. Drugs. Y'all listening to this, what this is promoting? But it's just music. How could it possibly be so bad? Listen, I'm just a long-haired son of a sinner, searching for new ways I can get going. I'm a pedal to the highway if you ever wonder why we write these songs. Because I'm only one drink away from the what? Good. That was a test. There it is. Devil. I'm only one call away from home. Yeah, I'm somewhere in the middle. I guess I'm just a little right and wrong. These back roads got me. These hills pretend to be my friend. I'm done for the last time. I'm lying to myself again. I always say that. Now I'm on my way back here somehow. I should know by now. Mistakes I made, I paid them for them in cash. Walked a million miles on broken glass. I'm feeling like I'm fading. My heart's been slowly breaking. Might pop a pill and smoke and maybe drink. Talk to God and tell Him what I think. Hey, what fellowship hath God with unrighteousness? Y'all all right? See, what He's promoting is He can do whatever He wants and then just expect God to just do. That's not the Bible. God hates sin. Now, if He comes with a repentant heart and says, God, I'm so sorry for what I've done. This stuff is ruining my life. Can you please help me? Hey, then God turns His ears on. But you don't get to do what you want to do and expect God to just keep on doing for you. At first, here's what He says. I talk to God and tell Him what I think. At first, He's going to hate me. Where in the Bible do you find that God hates anyone? The Bible tells me greater love hath no man than this, than a man lay down his life for his friends. That's anti-God. And that's country music for all you country music fans. But He says, at first He's going to hate me, but eventually He'll save me. Let me tell you something. God will that any man should perish. The moment that the Holy Spirit convicts a sinner, God's ready to save him right now. He does not look and say, I hate you, I love you. No, no. He looks and says, I love every single one of you. I sent Jesus to die for every single one of you. And it's a horrible thing that Christians are caught up in disaster like this. Folks, music carries a message, doesn't it? But last but not least tonight, I looked up one of the most popular songs of today. And it's written by none other than Taylor Swift. I hate Taylor Swift. I don't hate her. You know what? She needs the Lord. But she wrote this song called Anti-Hero. And everybody knows it. You hear the little girl singing it at the schools. Little 5 and 6 year old girls walking around saying, I'm the problem, it's me. Hey, you know what the problem is? This music you're listening to. Listen to these lyrics. Such a popular song. It says, I have this song where I get older, but just never get wiser. Midnights become my afternoons. When my depression works the graveyard shift, all of the people I've ghosted stand there in the room. I should not be left to my own devices. They come with prices and vices. I end up in a crisis. I wake up screaming from dreaming. Folks, in those four lines, she's talking about suicide, she's talking about depression, and she's talking about nightmares. Fear. Our spirit is not a spirit of what? Fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Let's keep reading. One day, I'll watch as you're leaving because you got tired of my scheming. It's me. Hi, I'm the problem. It's me. At tea time, everybody agrees. I'll stare directly at the sun, but never in the mirror. It must be exhausting, always rooting for the anti-hero. You know who the real hero is here? It's God. You know who this music is trying to tell you that the hero is? The devil. And folks, you are going to continue to be miserable, rooting for the wrong hero. Listen to this. Sometimes I feel like everybody is a baby, and I'm a monster on the hill. Too big to hang out, slowly lurching toward your favorite city, pierced through the heart but never killed. Did you hear my covert narcissism I disguise as altruism, like some kind of congressman? I wake up screaming from dreaming. One day I'll watch as you're leaving, and life will lose all its meaning. It's me. Hi, I'm the problem. It's me. At tea time, everybody agrees. I'll stare directly at the sun, but never in the mirror. It must be exhausting, always rooting for the anti-hero. Listen to this. I have this dream that my daughter-in-law kills me for the money. She thinks I left them in the will. The family gathers round and reads it, and then someone screams out, she's laughing up at us from hell. It's me. Hi. I'm the problem. It's me. Of course, I don't know what else I can do to convince you. We could read lyrics till we're blue in the face. But this is no joke. This music, all of you have listened to that. I want you to listen to a song that you should be listening to. Hymn number 247 is There Is a Fountain. And I did this on purpose. Because I don't want you to leave out of here thinking about these lyrics. I want you to leave out of here thinking about that fountain filled with blood drawn from Emmanuel's veins. Listen, she's going to play that song, and this altar is going to be open today. And my prayer for you this morning, mom, dad, brother, sister, son, daughter, listen to me. If God has dealt with you this morning in this reality of sin, and music that you should not be listening to. If God has dealt with you, listen, I'm just going to challenge you. I'm not going to beg you, but I'm going to challenge you to come up to this altar and ask God to help you with your problem. Heads bowed, eyes closed this morning. The piano's playing. Listen, you do business with God this morning.